Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Hello Virgo, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, January the 7th, and the whole week ahead. Sun conjuncts Pluto, and for you as a Virgo, this is really good. It's transforming and it's psychologically very powerful indeed. Over the next few weeks, you're in a prime position now to get rid of all of the things in your life that aren't working. You know, you may have made choices and decisions which at the time seemed so good, but now you realise you don't want them. And if that's the case, you must chuck all your plans into the dustbin of history. And here's your Sunday stars. Mercury, your ruler, begins to move forward in Sagittarius. So there's a lot of things to be sorted out with regards to where you're living and your home and anything to do with family matters. Now, because Mercury is only just gathering speed and moving direct, then you need to be extremely aware and extremely careful that you don't make wrong decisions too quickly. Spend a little time thinking about everything, the issues and situations before plumping for a decision. And here's your Monday stars. Well, the moon's in Gemini and the links to both Neptune and Venus means you've got to be very wary of a relationship in your life. The reason you've got to be wary of it is maybe the scales are falling from your eyes, that you saw somebody as a certain thing and now you realise they're not the person you thought they were. And it's going to colour your mind. So it's very important now to keep a clear mind when it comes to a relationship. And here's your Tuesday stars. With the sun squaring Uranus, there is always a need to be very careful of the company you keep in this particular instance. The reason is that you could say or you could do things that quite honestly, you do impetuously or you rush into a situation and think, oh, well, that's done now, I can move on. But you can't. Because you rushed ahead with something that wasn't worthwhile, then you could end up in a worse position than you were in before. So take your time. And here's your Wednesday stars. This is a much better aspect, Mars, Pluto, and it's very sexual and extremely physical. So if you are with somebody who already you have passion and sexual desires with, that's one thing. If it's good, then it can be even better. But if you're with somebody where you don't feel the passion and you don't feel the desire, then this aspect is going to cause problems because you're going to meet somebody who gives you all the things you're not currently getting. And here's your Thursday stars. Now Mercury is now going to move into Capricorn again, so things from the back end of last year are going to be very important to you. So it's like picking up where you left off. And that's something that you need to do. So think back. Think of November and December and think about what you did then that hasn't yet been resolved, that you haven't got closure on. Because they're the things that you should start to concentrate on now and tie up those loose ends. Here's your Friday stars. Yesterday there was a lovely Venus-Neptune aspect in Pisces, and that is in your seventh house. Check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Because Venus and Neptune together is seduction and is romance and it's the softer things of a relationship. So if you're looking for love, with Venus and Neptune coming into your life over the next few weeks, you could find somebody who really makes you feel so good.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.